This is WBUR's All Things Considered. Good afternoon. I'm Deborah Becker. The Massachusetts governor's race, again, appears to be a toss-up. The final WBUR tracking poll shows Republican Charlie Baker leads Democrat Martha Coakley by 1 point, 43-42%. The poll has a 4.4% margin of error. WBUR's Asma Hallett reports.
Even though he has only a one-point lead, the political winds seem to be blowing in Baker's direction.
When you look at the totality of the polls, so the Globe poll, the UMass Lowell poll, you'd have to say that Baker has the edge when you look at them all together.
That's Steve Cazella, president of the Mass Inc. polling group, which conducts WBUR surveys. This poll shows Baker is building momentum with key groups like unenrolled voters, women, and urbanites. In fact, even in Boston, Baker is doing better than expected. He trails Coakley by 24 points.
To only be leading by 24 in the place where you count on to really get you a lot of Democratic votes is a sign of trouble for Martha Coakley.
In fact, it's reminiscent of years when Republicans captured the corner office. Even more worrisome for Democrats is that among white voters, who go to the polls more regularly in midterm elections, Coakley's lead in Boston shrinks to 5 points. Ken DeMarco was polled by the WBUR survey. He lives in East Boston and sort of symbolizes Coakley's struggles in the city. He's a registered Democrat, but says Coakley is far too liberal for his taste.
Martha Coakley mentioned giving driver's licenses to illegals. That's not a good thing.
He says he'll vote for Baker on November 4th.
I like the fact he's going to lower taxes, which will increase jobs, and he's going to be strong on immigration.
The poll indicates race is a key factor in Boston. Among people of color, Coakley leads Baker by 57 points.
I don't see anything Charlie Baker has done to favor women, number one, women of color, number two.
Poll respondent Cheryl Creech lives in Hyde Park. She says she's noticed Baker is reaching out more to black voters, spending more time in her neighborhood this campaign season. But she's not convinced.
Lip service doesn't fly with me. Martha Coakley's been out there on the grind. I know what her record is as attorney general. I know he's, what, some TELF or Harvard program dude or something. And I'm voting an estrogen ticket. I'm going all estrogen all down the line. We deserve our chance.
Coakley may have Creech's vote, but she does not have as much support from women across the state as she did a few weeks ago. Mary McGaw, a registered Democrat from Dorchester, says both the Republican and the Democratic candidate seem competent, but she's leaning toward Baker.
I like his manner. Anything I've seen him do, I thought he did well.
Democratic candidates depend on strong support from women. Again, pollster Steve Cazella.
Her lead among women is smaller than Deval Patrick got, smaller than Ed Markey got, smaller than Elizabeth Warren got.
But Cazella says Coakley still might have an opening to win.
Unenrolled voters are the biggest block of undecideds left. And the thing about the undecideds that remain is they look a lot like they should agree with Martha Coakley. You know, they tend to be Ed Markey voters. They tend to support the Democratic positions on the various ballot questions, but they're still holding out.
Coakley and Baker get another chance to win over some undecided voters tonight in their final broadcast debate. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.
And you can hear the debate here on 90.9 WBUR tonight at 7.